We're in the car, myself and Mr. Philip Campbell, at Phil Campbell on Twitter, and we are driving down the motorway. All I can see out of the window is what looks like a three-lane river. It's pissing it down. I've packed flip-flops. I mocked Phil yesterday when he said, you know, I've never owned a pair of flip-flops. Well, who's laughing now?
I've never owned flip-flops. I mean, like, to be honest with you, it's not out of wanting to buy flip-flops. It's just, I've never really been, I don't know, I'm challenged in the feet department when it comes to things like that.
Challenge in the feet department, I like it. We are about 2.5 foot away from an XR3i convertible. There is no visibility. You can probably hear the rain on the windscreen. I know I packed flip-flops because I didn't want to pack socks. I thought, let's travel light. I'm in shorts. I look like a proper tourist, which is good because we need to be proper tourists because we're going to Denmark. 48 hours of tourism. 48 hours of us exploring, fact-finding, hopefully enjoying. I've only just found out it's called 48 hours in Denmark and not 48 hours in 48 beers in Denmark. If you check some of my 48 beers in Denmark hashtags, you'll find I'm actually lying.
I think we can sort of work something out on that, just so that we cover both bases. I'm sure between us we can sink 24 local beers, especially because it's going to be a lot better quality. We could probably find a microbrew, you know.
Between us?
Yeah, 24 beers each.
Okay, the challenge is on, and then we photograph every single beer, we'll make a nice little slideshow, and we'll call it 48 beers in Denmark. That's art!
48 beers in 48 minutes.
No, seconds might be better. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about the fact that, to get away for a few days in a nice weather. I've never, ever been to Denmark. Have you been to Denmark?
Do you know what? I need to check my list of places I've been. Not that Denmark isn't the most memorable place in the world, but I've been to a few Scandinavian countries, and I can't remember ever going to Copenhagen.
Right, okay. I'm trying to think where I've been to. I've only been to Helsinki and places like that, but I've never been to Denmark.
Now, the place we're going is called Ars.
Ars! It's called Ars, but I'm sure you have to pronounce the other A, but like lots of these foreign countries, I don't have the vocal cords to get the extra bit of oomph out of there, but I'm getting quite
How's
excited.
It spelled?
A-A-R-H-U-S.
Ars. A-A-R-H-U-S. Ars. If you could maybe drop some comments as to what we can expect to see or find in Ars, and there'll be probably some dots or little hats on top of those letters.
I think there's double dots over the second A, or maybe the R.
What kind of language do these people speak? What's the chef on the Muppet Show? He was Swedish, wasn't he?
I don't know, but I've seen that the coins have holes in the middle of them.
Nice, that means we can tie them on string and put them around our necks so that when we do have 48 beers, we ain't going to lose our wedge.
I think the idea behind the hole in the middle is so that you can pay the local gypsy ladies and they wear them rather. I'm just making it up.
I was also hook, line, and sinker. I think we're going to have to make up some fake history here. Should we create a Wikipedia page for Denmark?
We could do. Yeah, I'm getting quite excited about the airport though, because the interconnect from the airport and the bus into the place. It's supposed to be...
I thought we were getting a limo. You told me a limo. I agreed to come on here because we're getting a limo.
There's no limo. I'm sorry. But
there's no 48 beers and there's no limo.
It's getting worse by the minute, I have to admit. It's not quite worked out like we expected to. In fact, I'm hoping that we don't have a boat when we get to the airport because it's looking that way at the moment.
A seaplane will do me. Yeah. Right, let's see if we can find some 3G and upload this little baby. We'll speak to you guys later, probably from an airport, all going well. It might be from the arse end of this XR3i that you keep getting very close to!